ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
And back with Take It Like a Fan, you got the current reigning champion, Grand Poobah, Chip. You got
Mr. D-O-double-G.
And
Bo.
There it is.
I don't know how you're the reigning champ.
He's not.
Listen, we're going to go over the picks later. Don't worry about it.
I just realized this the other day. It's, you know why it's championship? It's because it's championship.
Chip. That's right.
That's it. That's all you get. Nobody wins. Only Chip.
Yep. True fact. True fact.
Even when he loses, he wins.
Listen, I couldn't have said it better myself.
So, you didn't. I said it for you.
We got plenty of stuff to go over this week. But the most exciting thing going on right now is what starts next week.
We got football.
School.
It's coming back.
School. Dude, don't even talk to me about school right now. Literally, I'm a solo dad right now. My lady has been out of town since Monday. And I got to tell you right now, it is next to impossible. She can never know I said this. But
hold on.
Yep.
I'm just want to record this.
Okay.
Okay, well, go ahead.
She can never know I said this. But I don't know how she does what the hell she does. Literally. Dude, I go into work during the day. I drop the kids off. Go to work. Got to pick the kids up. You got to feed them. You got to get them wherever they're going. Hockey, whatever. They got drama classes. They got all kinds of stuff going on.
Drama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, little man's in drama. Yep.
Of course
he and is. Then, yeah, exactly. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
I'm just saying he's a little actor. He's a little guy. You got to meet him.
He's my guy. But now he's got all his friends coming over because they got to do all their lines. So here I sit by myself.
On 6:30 at
72 kids. Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, it's exhausting, bro.
Hey, you wanted it. Just remember that.
I understand. But I'll tell you what, be careful, because when I'm exhausted, I tend to get hangry quickly and I get in a bad attitude real fast. And tonight, I want to talk about baseball.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh. No way. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We're currently watching the game right now live as the Rays just took a 4-run lead on the Yankees. Very special about this last night.
All right, dude, let's just get into it.
The way the game closed out last night was this guy right here that just hit a 2-run home run. He got thrown at his head at 101 mile an hour fastball. And then he strikes out to end the game, walked out of the field like everything was over. And then you hear a little chatter from the Yankees dugout, which was a bullpen coach that had both benches clear. So really? Now he just, I can't believe it right now. I really can't. He just believes he hit a home run.
So this is exciting. This is a big thing.
Okay. Huge thing. Are you kidding me?
I saw our text chain, obviously, early, but I just didn't know what you guys were talking about. Because
if you're a pitcher and your guy gets thrown at by the, and like, anywhere, mm-hmm. if it's anywhere upper body and he gets thrown at, especially the head, nine times out
well,
of
see,
ten,
I looked,
you're coming
and
in.
Apparently, this guy's had a problem with throwing at people's heads.
No, that's the Yankee.
Are you talking about
I'm saying the pitcher, yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a problem. Apparently, this guy in his career has been talked to a couple times from the MLB.
He has. And and this is the thing. Yankee fans want to sit there and say, oh, well, he's a little loose, but then they'll defend himself. So that's our closer. So
a little loose, dude. You're a professional baseball player.
Exactly. And if you look at the fastballs, he's going left and right. So there's a difference between throwing at somebody and backing somebody up off the plate. Which we do is we back other players off the plate, because if you don't back them off the plate, they're going to hit the ball 350 feet in the opposite field in a little short porch.
Like LeMahieu last
week.
Exactly. He hit two of them.
As a layman fan, because we all know, I don't know a lot about baseball, but I would think if you're a professional baseball pitcher, you have some ultimate control. You know where you're throwing this ball.
You do, too. You do. I would say probably about 95% of the pitches you throw you're going to have control of. There are a couple that will get away from you. Speaking of
a lot
breaking
of those
balls,
will be breaking balls,
breaking balls, sliders, and stuff like that. But sometimes very rare fastball at 101 is going to go that way.
At someone's head.
Learn something new every
day. That's not a good idea.
And nonetheless, he struck out the side. So that shows you he's not a wild. He didn't walk one batter.
But the Yankees won because our guys.
They won yesterday. They won their second game out of 9 tries versus the Rays.
So why were they talking trash if the guy's walking away after a loss?
Because the Yankees are sore sports. Just look at Boston Bruins. Game 5 the other night when we played Boston and Boston knew we were going to beat them.
Yeah.
Look what they did to our team. They started beating up on Kucherov, taking out their players. This is what the Yankees are doing. They're trying to beat us down.
You're heated about this, man. If we had a couple Yankees fans, it would be ugly.
Heated.
Right,
well, here's the thing. It's all sports. The Yankee and Red Sox and just that whole – they're just dirty players up there.
Well, not only that, they don't respect us coming out of nowhere, going into their stadiums and just manhandling them like little babies.
So you're saying that these teams legitimately go after dirtier players, rougher players.
We don't stoop to their level. We just play our game, and that's why we're winning.
They've had a couple pretty boys. I mean, I would consider – like Alex Rodriguez, I would consider him a pretty boy.
Pretty? On steroids?
Yeah, I mean, he just – he he's like a metro. He looks more
so
metro.
So pretty. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every player is dirty, but I'm saying they tend to have.
Well, you know,
players.
New York has an ordinance that they can't have facial hair. They can't have hair past their neck. That's really? A clean cut rule. Yep.
But
been that way forever.
Oh no, Randy Johnson never pitched for them, did he?
Yeah,
he
did
pitch for him. He had to cut his hair, but it was very, very short in the back.
Never has he not
he didn't have a
hair.
Huge mullet.
It wasn't a huge mullet, but it was a little one. Okay. But yeah, no facial hair. I think Reggie Jackson might have had a mustache back in the 80s, 90s, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, death to the Yankees.
I don't know. I see a lot of baseball cards. I see mullets everywhere. Whatever. That's all good. All right. So, well, I mean, while we're talking about this.
I do have a funny clip.
Oh, you do?
Well, there is something funny that Cash said.
What
Kevin Cash,
say?
The manager. So yeah, he was kind of going over everything and just being like, you know, look at us. There was one time 3 years ago where we actually did throw behind somebody. Wasn't really intent. So this is kind of what started this whole past series is them throwing at us. But so last night he was telling that he called out the umpiring for, you know, not officiating the way it should be held. Called out the Yankees for bad sportsmanship. Called out the coaching staff, blah, 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 which is why he received his one game suspension. He also ended his speech saying, you know, if you guys want to do this, I got a bunch of guys in my bullpen that throw 98. And that was it. Or a stable.
So
I'm sorry.
Like
he said like, I got guys in my stable that will throw 98. Yeah.
All right.
Defending his team. You got to stick up for your team.
I get it. 100%.
Can't do it.
100.
How are you going to gain respect for your players?
I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you what. It is exciting to have this, even that kind of stuff going on. I missed sports, man. I mean, we were just talking about my kids. Dude, they took every day. COVID took everything from my kids. Basketball, done. You know, hockey was done. Everything's closed. And even the schools, you know, they're talking about not doing sports. Maybe we might do some. I just, man.
Big Ten's coming
a
back.
Big changer.
Well, they got till, I think, September or October 10th to make a decision. The Big Ten.
Yeah. Like I said, college football is right around the corner, too. I mean, I was pretty confident NFL was going to happen simply because all the other sports are happening. I mean, to
it's
a degree.
A business at the end of the day. As
you
much as
dog
people
was
to
telling me about Bucks just announced today not having any fans in the stands. Dolphins are talking about 20,000 fans.
Well, do Dolphins even have 20,000 fans?
They have quite a following. Yes, they do.
On TV, but I'm saying like go to the games.
Yeah, well,
there's probably more officiating crews.
Packed, man.
And Dolphins?
Yeah, but that's week one, though. You know, week one, they're going to be hyped to get to. You know.
I would think that they're going to have 20,000, no problem.
Easily.
All right.
Who's really scared of a dolphin, by the way? Well, we're playing
the
Dolphins.
Think they're going after the fear.
Let's go to
factor.
The beach.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know.
Good point. Okay.
Like I think the Pirates like to eat dolphins, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyways, let's jump on next.
Today we got it. I know we got another round of dogs. Would you rather? And who is he?
Who?
Exactly.
Who is he?
You got? Are you Buccaneer?
Buccaneer Brainbuster?
Or are you just
I was Buccaneer Brainbuster, and then I have a couple follow up trivia's with that.
Because I'm riding the coattails of last night's Chip.
You don't know shit.
Chip's call outs. You don't know shit.
Anyways, can we go over last week's games?
You want to go over those real quick?
I would love to.
Yeah, because let's get into it. Because here's the deal.
Let's dance.
Lots of games are postponed right now.
No, they're not. They were.
Lots of games were postponed during the last weeks. We picked on Thursday games, I believe.
We picked Thursday games.
And if I remember correctly, I looked. Two of mine were postponed,
mm-hmm.
and one was played.
Okay.
I won that game.
Okay.
So that would bring me to, I think it was 4.5.
Okay. Sean? Dog?
I have no clue.
Okay. I like your answer better.
Well, let's start with basketball.
Let's start with it.
I'm going to go back to last Thursday.
Seeing as I already have it filled out, all three games were postponed.
All three? Oh, they were?
Basketball.
In basketball.
But hockey wasn't.
And that was the 27th. Hold
hockey
on.
Was too.
I want to verify. Fact check.
Fact check.
All right. NHL. For last Thursday, the 27th, it looks
and
like
they were both postponed.
Okay.
All right. So, anyways, well, do I get a point for that?
So, what about the MLB?
The MLB, they had, like I said, a couple double hitters play, and then there was like two other games that I think played.
That's why baseball's so stupid. Man.
Oh, okay.
Two games in one day.
Baseball was the only sport to play last Thursday.
So last Thursday, okay.
You had who? Chip, the Rays?
No, I didn't have the
Rays. Yeah, you picked Tampa Bay.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did, because I wrote it down.
No.
Yeah, you
not
did.
Not true.
You did. Anyways, so none of your games played.
Oh, I picked the Dodgers.
You did pick the Dodgers, but you didn't pick which Dodger game. But they won both games.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
So you get a half a point for each win.
I should get two
each
points.
Each win?
Each win.
I should get 2 points.
No. That's crap.
See? Yep.
There's two games in one play.
Well, then I get a point by default for all games postponed.
You get minus a point for thinking that you actually played that game.
You guys are crazy. No.
All right, so
you get a half point for each
win. By the calculations, where do we stand right now? God damn.
Where do we stand? Well, you had what? 1, 2, 3 wins, so you're stuck at 3.
3.5 because I got a point .5. I got all three right.
We agreed on that?
Yes, we did.
If you get,
I don't think I gave my vote.
Yeah, well, you don't remember what you had for breakfast, so.
I had Apple Jacks.
So I'm 3.5.
I am down. I only had 2, so I only have 2 points.
Okay.
And Dog has 1, 2, 3 wins, 3.5. But he also won with the Dodgers, so he's up to 4.5.
So you're saying Dog is the Grand Poobah right
now? What is a Grand Poobah? That's, by the way, the for man. Us that don't know, the
he's,
man.
He's the rule. He
is
rules
that
roost.
That furry Viking hat that you have in the office?
All hail to Dog. All hail to Dog.
Right, although
so,
it's week 2.
So let's review. 3.5, 2, 4.5.
No, it's 3.5, 2 to 2.45. Yeah.
I'm 3.5.
See, I don't.
You're 2.
I don't
point
get,
oh.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think this is right.
It is right, and he's 4.5.
Anyways.
All right, so you're leading right now. Well, then, well, let's just get into it. Let's just do our picks then right now.
So tomorrow we got basketball. Let's start with basketball.
Do you want to do Thursday's picks or do you want to do get into the weekend?
No.
No,
we'll
do
Thursday
picks
next week.
All right. On the third for baseball.
Thursday's going to be with weekend picks.
I'm going with the hated team. I'm going Houston.
Houston.
Houston. All right. What do you got?
Well, you already you just picked Houston. I'm not allowing you to do that.
No, yes, I can.
You just picked Houston.
You can't tell me who I can pick and not
pick.
Pick.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
free
Houston.
Speech.
Houston.
Well, you got to pick Tampa Bay again.
You
next week?
Hey, stop looking at your phone.
No, you
what
go
are
ahead.
You doing?
I'm the hailing champ. You guys go first, man. Be my guest.
He's like looking at stats right now.
No, I'm not.
How many times did New York beat New York in New York?
I'm going to go San Diego.
Yep, loss. That's why you're at 2.0.
Do you know anything about the Padres?
Nothing.
Good.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, about the hottest team in baseball right now.
I thought the Rays were.
And the AL.
Yep. So wouldn't that be baseball still? Or? Okay, go ahead, Dog.
I'm going with the Dodgers again.
Dodgers again. So you're going to yell at him?
All right. Yeah. Can you pick different teams?
No, because that's our shoe-in.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Lame. You guys are lame.
All right. Here we go on to hockey.
Well, Dodgers twice in a row.
And
what does that matter?
Let's see.
You're afraid.
Clayton,
stay on the porch.
Clayton Kershaw's pitching.
So
that's
I,
what you're
I
looking
think,
up.
Yeah.
I think Philly's going to. I think Philly's going to stay alive. I think Philly's going to win and stay
no
alive.
No way. Not a chance.
Philly's going to win.
You
and
just
stay
picked
alive.
Philly last week too.
I know, and I'm riding that tail. Let's here we go.
I'm going New York again since you guys are doing the same picks.
The bubble isn't really a factor to me, so it doesn't matter if it's home or away. But it would if it was vice versa. But I'm I want to go Vegas, but I want to choose Vancouver. I'm going with Vancouver.
You're going with Vancouver. Okay, so he's gonna let me tie it up. I see. All right, and then NBA for Thursday we have both these teams are gonna have to play. So I'm gonna say. I'm going to go with my oldest son. I'm going to go Boston.
Boston? Boston. Over Toronto?
Yep. That's a shoe-in right there. What you got?
I'm going L.A.
Of course.
I'm going L.A. as well.
Okay.
Well, you can't pick them. You already picked them in baseball.
Hey, you guys stay in your little bubble since it doesn't matter to you.
Hey, this is a competition.
So, I say we... get out of here for a second, come back, and we'll open up with which one do you want to start with, Dog?
We're going to do Who Is He?
Who Is He first? Okay. Then we'll go to Bo's Brain Busters and Buccaneer Brain Busters, and then we're going to go to Chip's Callouts. Why? Because you don't know shit. Take a break.
Crickets.
And we're back. Nothing like 30 seconds to listen to Chris complain or Bo complain about how we changed the rules.
Yeah.
On all his stuff.
Typical.
I don't remember you saying anything about we can't pick the same team.
You guys are liberals.
Typical.
Below the belt.
That's
fighting words.
Yeah.
All right, so I gotta say, dog, Bo and I have loved your segments of Who Is He?
Phenomenal. Really good stuff.
And
really
Would You Rather? Just to review for the audience, I will say this about your Who Is He's.
What's your favorite one so far?
On the Who Is He's?
Yeah.
But the problem is, Bo, is that he always picks a Buccaneer. So I immediately start, when he starts talking, I'm thinking about a Buccaneer.
No, that's not true.
No,
Aqib Talib was a Buccaneer.
No, Would You Rather's are the one.
I'm saying the Who Is He's.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Evans was the answer once.
Yeah, sometimes.
Brooks was the answer
Betty,
once.
You know, he had Sean Taylor.
He didn't have Clint Portis. But the Would You Rathers.
Would You Rathers are top-notch show.
So, to review.
We got a copyright.
We had one that was pretty good. It was Would You Rather Win?
With no one watching.
With
or
no
lose.
One watching or oh. Lose with all your friends on TV. Or lose just on, yeah, lose with all your friends on TV or win with a team that nobody likes you. And nobody knew about it. That
Either
was a good
or.
One. And then, of course, the ultimate was, would you rather take the punch leading up to the Tyson Jones Jr. fight next week? Would you rather take the punch from Tyson, or would you rather be the guy with the stigma of you chose Alex Morgan, one of America's sweethearts, to take the punch from Tyson for you, and then
you
just get to carry
both,
that burden?
You guys both said you guys would let Alex Morgan 100%.
And
sorry,
I would
lady.
Apologize to her daily.
Hey, soccer's a tough sport. She can
every
take
day
it
on Twitter.
How do you know Mike's
going to
hit
sorry,
you?
Alex.
How do you know Mike's going to hit you that hard?
He doesn't know how not to hit hard.
I don't think he holds back at all, bud.
Yeah, a love tap from Tyson has put me on the ground. All right, so let's get into it. What are you going to do? Who is he first?
We're going to do the Who Is He first.
All right,
we'll
here we
go. Go to the Would You Rathers.
Here we go.
Would you rather?
So he was drafted in the second round, pick 45 in the 1988 draft. He played cornerback for Southern California. He played 10 years in the NFL, had 358 tackles, 22 INTs, 3.5 sacks. He also won a Super Bowl. He also tied Rod Woodson.
I was
going to
say it was Rod Woodson.
In INTs 1 year,
Played for two teams. Tell me which teams.
Detroit and the Bucks.
Okay.
What position was he?
Cornerback. So
Played for Detroit and the Bucks.
He led INTs 1 year with Rod Woodson.
And what year was he drafted?
98.
In 98?
From Southern California.
You can't look this up.
I'm not looking it up. From Southern California. I mean, I can't say Barber.
Barber never played for the Lions.
That's true. Who played for the Lions in the Bucks?
In 88, he was drafted?
98.
Brian Kelly.
No. Good job, Bo. You go, don't turn your face.
Yeah, like he knew.
Oh, I got that one after 38 minutes.
All right. Let's get in.
What number was he?
Would you rather?
25.
2-5, my man.
2-5.
Yeah, I got that one. Beach
would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather take a golf ball off the shin from Roy McIlroy at the British Open?
Even down to the tournament, okay.
Or take a tennis ball to the gut from Rafael Nadal in the French Open.
Oh, I take the tennis ball to the gut all day. I am not taking a golf ball.
What kind
to
of
the
tennis
shin.
Shot? Like his serving shot?
Like a serve straight
how
to
far
the
away?
Gut. Like you're the guy in the back that's like. Wow. Like
it's a tennis
there,
ball.
Running the ball.
What's the
you know,
but that tennis ball
balls.
Goes like
100. It's 120 miles an hour. Is what these guys are hitting serves. Who cares?
What's that golf ball? Is it a tee shot? Is it a chip?
It's a brisk morning, and it's just real cold, and it's just if it hits you in the shin, it's gonna hurt.
Do they get one chance to hit me, or is it?
No, it happens. It happens.
Probably the tennis ball, I guess.
Yeah. Tennis
golf ball's gonna crack your shin.
Oh yeah, it's gonna hurt.
All right.
10 times worse.
Now you're at a game, right?
All right.
And you got Big Shaq diving on you, and you're on TV of him diving onto you into the stands, right? Or you got Derek Jeter running and diving into you at a game.
What do you mean?
Like diving, you're on TV. And
so you're asking which dude do
which
I want to have dive in me?
Yeah,
so
Jeter, of course.
Yeah, Jeter coming in full-fledged with spikes. Or Big Shaq daddy. Just kinda,
Shaq is 3-something, 7-foot-2, 7-foot-3.
I could probably show
Have you
Jeter.
Seen him go into the crowd? Do these people get annihilated?
You remember when Derek Jeter used to chase those balls into the crowd?
Yeah, but Shaq
I mean,
is,
and he's got spikes on, so if one of those spikes gets
Shaq
you.
Shaq is like a building.
Yeah, or like a tank.
All right, and the last one. Would you rather go to a Thursday night football game, Bills-Jets, or a Sunday night baseball game, Yankees versus Dodgers?
Football. I don't care. You could tell me it's the Browns and the Jets. You could tell me it's the Browns versus the Browns, and I'll go.
Bo?
What was that? Repeat that.
Thursday night football game, Bills, yep. Jets.
Bills, Jets.
Or Sunday night baseball game, Yankees, Dodgers.
Ooh. Is it in L.A.?
It could be wherever you wanted it to
no.
be.
No.
It could be wherever you cares? Want it to be. I'm going to go see Yankees, Dodgers.
I'll probably see, yeah, I'll probably Sunday see Yankees, night. Dodgers.
Sunday night.
Okay.
Bills, Jets. I mean, you're talking about teams now.
I yeah, would
you
go
can,
watch,
you can sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
I'll sit right on
that
play.
Between the Jets
hey, that's
defense
your opinion,
and offense.
Bud. That's your opinion. You're entitled to your
on
own
a
right.
Thursday afternoon.
Hey, don't let these would you rather's get you worked up, man.
All right. Is that it for you, dog?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right.
Get out the dog pound.
Wait a minute. Give a brief 2 seconds for the little intro music in, too.
Bo's Buccaneer Brain Buster.
There it is.
Busted.
All right, what do you got?
All right.
Is the first one the Buccaneer Brainbuster?
Yes, okay. It is. So, with, of course, the addition of Tom Brady coming here and him taking, or Godwin being generous enough to give us his number, how many other Buccaneers have wore number 12 for the Bucs?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
I'm
going to
go off a limb and just say 7.
No.
7?
No. No.
It's not 7.
4.
Four?
Yeah.
You're crazy, bud.
How many?
9.
Oh, wow. Pretty close.
Now, let's see if you guys can name them.
No, I can't.
Without Godwin and
no, I'm counting.
Brady.
I'm counting, everybody
Godwin
that's worn number 12.
Okay.
First. Well, Brady really has.
Trent Dilfer. Mm-hmm. Vinny Testaverde.
No, he was 14, I thought.
Testaverde was 14 or 16?
He was 14.
16.
14.
Okay. So we got Trent Dilfer. We have
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams.
And
12.
You guys said Godwin and Brady, yes. So I'll mark those off.
That's why I said 4.
No.
What's your buddy's name? Steve.
Steve DeBerg was 17.
No, yep. Steve DeBerg was. I've actually looked what his number was. So we still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who else
1,
was 12?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Brad Johnson was
more.
14.
Sean King, no.
I'll give you a hint. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 left. 4 of them were quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks?
Nope. You've never heard two of them, you guys. I don't
Rob
think you've
Glennon?
Rob
about Glennon?
Johnson.
What did Glennon do?
Rob Johnson.
Glennon was 2. Or no, he was.
Glennon was 8. 8.
He was 8.
Glennon the
Who was it? What are the other ones?
So you have brothers on there.
Greece.
The
no?
McCown Clowns.
Oh, McCown Clowns. Oh,
Josh.
That's right. That's right.
Those were the worst.
They were both 12.
Greasy was 8, too.
They were both 12. Roscoe Parrish.
Roscoe.
He wasn't a quarterback, but I know you guys remember his name. Then you had Rudy Carpenter and Joe Ferguson.
I can't tell you who
those
Rudy
were back.
Or Joe
I, would, I yeah, know. That's I why I said you. But the McClellan twins, you guys should have heard of.
Well, dude, those were the worst fucking.
I don't ever
dude.
Want to hear you talk trash about mine or dog segments ever again.
What do you mean?
It was the worst question ever.
Yeah.
How?
McCowns.
Yeah.
I how many what? Quarterbacks have worn, or
you know
how many
what?
Players have worn
you
number
You
want to
talk about when Winston was a Buck?
What does that have to do with anything? You did, so you couldn't get my trivia right means it's the worst question. So I still have a little bit more.
Okay, go.
So since we were talking about Luke McCown and Josh McCown,
okay,
what are the only two brothers to play on the same team in the same year?
Oh, no, it's not the Pouncey twins.
As quarterbacks.
As quarterbacks? As quarterbacks?
And just to give you a hint, there's been 377 documented sets of blood. Brothers to play in the NFL since 2000.
What team do they play for? Give me that.
The Bengals.
Was it the Palmers?
I can't fucking call it.
It was the Palmers.
Yeah.
Who were what,
his
what
were brother? His brother.
What were the
team?
Palmers' name?
Oh God.
You should remember the one.
Carson Palmer.
Carson because he went to USC.
Andy,
the other one.
Andy Palmer. Bob Palmer.
No.
Paul Palmer.
I don't even know his brother. I just knew he had a brother. I didn't
Jordan
even know he
Palmer.
Was on the Bengals.
Jordan Paul.
Jordan Palmer.
Okay.
Get out of here, McCown brother. Palmer
looks like
brother.
You guys didn't get shit on Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters.
I mean, those are
yeah, okay.
Those were
They're pretty good. All right.
Yeah,
like
those were pretty
I like
good.
I guess
actually.
I was just.
I'm not going to lie.
Let me get some so you guys can get
those
it
were
next
difficult.
Time.
Those were difficult.
Hey, did
so
you
last
see,
week I did sports
did you,
movie quotes.
Did you guys see the KC's new ring?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Great, lady. Cool stuff. Wait till you see ours.
Sports movie quotes. Okay, was last week. So this week, I switched it up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to give you the name of the character in the movie, and then you give me the name of the movie. It's very simple.
They're going to give me the name of the character?
I'm going to give you the name of a character in the movie, and you're just going to give me the name of the movie. Like, so if I were to say something like Happy Gilmore, you'd tell me?
Happy Gilmore.
Very good. So if I was to say Jerry Maguire, you'd say?
Show me the money. Or no.
Yeah,
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. You guys are terrible, man.
I forgot. That was
I literally threw those in there just to throw you a curveball, and I love the deer in headlights look from the dog's face right now.
Yeah,
that's just.
All right. Whatever. So again, yeah, anyway. I give you the name of the character in the movie. You give me the movie, and I'm gonna keep score because I didn't believe him last time, and so.
She was a witness.
Yep. So here's what we're gonna do. You're just gonna spout the answer because we're gonna be able to tell who said the answer first. And I have Lex in the background that will be my judge if needed. Are you ready?
Why, certainly.
Screaming Willie Beeman.
Screaming Willie Beeman.
Friday Night Lights.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
fuck, I don't know. Fucking Screaming We Willie Are Beeman Marshall. Is-
No, Any Given Sunday.
Ah, see, I was close.
Bad.
I was close. I was close.
All right.
I was on. See, you should have went with what I said.
Rod Tidwell.
Ooh, Rod Tidwell. Rod Tidwell. God damn. He's good.
Bad. Rod Tidwell, receiver, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
That is correct. All right. Next one was, where is number five? Number five, number five, number five is where? Oh, Apollo Creed.
Creed.
Rocky.
That is correct, dog. Creed.
There is a Creed.
There is, but his name's not Apollo.
Oh, sorry.
Cal Naughton Jr.
Cal Naughton Jr.?
Yep.
Oh, Talladega Nights.
That's correct. Okay. Da Junior. All right. Here we go. Next one.
Shit. Okay, I'm ready.
Shooter McGavin.
Happy. Darn it, Billy Madison.
Number eight, Daniel LaRusso.
Oh, that's
Big Lebowski.
Little Giants.
No. No, that is incorrect. That is the Karate Kid.
Ah, Daniel San.
Gordon Bombay.
Oh, Mighty Ducks.
That is correct.
Bombay, dude, that's a good one. That was number, the coach, right?
We got 15, and we're on number 10. So you got to catch up. He's up 4-1 right now. Billy Bob.
Oh,
Varsity Blues.
That is correct,
dude. Last thing I'm thinking about is movies, Chip.
Now they start getting a little harder, okay? Johnny Utah.
Oh, that was Alabama, buddy.
Johnny Utah. I can give you a hint. Surfing.
Oh, no. It was like a
gender reveal.
Yeah. Johnny Tsunami?
No.
And.
Don't tell me. Keanu Reeves played in it.
Yes, he did.
The Replacements.
No.
Because if I.
Come on.
Point at you, Point Break. Come on. That's terrible. I'm not giving either of you a point.
Yeah, because Gary Busey.
Number 12. Morris Buttermaker.
Bad News Bears.
That is correct. All right, this is your. You have to get the next three in order to tie him. No, I'm sorry.
Tie me.
Yeah, you're at 6-1. So here we go.
Done.
By now.
All right, so here we go. Number 13. Billy Hoyle.
Half bake.
That's what you are.
Billy Hoyle.
I don't know.
That's a
white
space
man
jam.
Cam
oh,
jump.
The,
white man. Ah,
Billy, why you spend all that money?
Clubber Lang. Clubber Lang.
I don't know.
Rocky. Rocky 3, to be specific.
That's a hard one.
And the very last one. And here's the deal. This is, if somebody can get this right, even if it's you, dog, I'm giving you the win. Because this one's difficult. Jimmy Chitwood.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Jimmy Chitwood. I'll make it, coach. I'll make it.
Oh, man.
This guy taught Michael Jordan to say, give me the damn ball.
So it's a basketball movie.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking Air Bud, dude. I don't know, man.
No Air Bud.
What is it? I don't know.
Hoosiers.
You and this Hoosier movie.
That's what I'm saying. Man, you guys should know that by now, just like I know Captain Buccaneer over here. So that was pretty bad. So, Bo, you took that one 6-1. 6-1, that's 7. So you guys didn't know 8 of them.
That's cool.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, dude, I don't remember actors' names in movies.
You don't remember characters' names in movies?
Nah, man.
Like, if I was to say Rocky Balboa, what movie?
Rocky.
Obviously.
Well, I don't know. I felt Happy Gilmore was obvious, and so was Jerry Maguire.
Well, I didn't get what you were trying to put down at first.
Oh, you weren't getting what I was
Look,
putting down.
Look, man, I'm
picking
stoked.
Up what I was putting down.
We got sports on. Football's
we
on.
We do. Baseball, all right, so hockey. how long are we gone here?
Basketball.
What?
How long are we gone?
Oh, I was supposed to hit record?
Yeah.
It's 7:50. We started about
He doesn't
16
know.
Minutes ago.
This is our producer. This is our producer over here. All right, guys, I got nothing else. You want to, we already did our picks. Obviously, next week we're leading into football. We're going to do our FanDuel contest. Be watching for some promos on Instagram, Twitter. We're going to have some free enter contests, but you win lots of money. If you can do good, I mean, chances are you'll probably beat Bo and Dog, which you've heard from this. You know, take it like a fan.
I mean,
episode.
When we're talking about sports, though, my picks, you guys still got to hail to the king right now. I'm still in the lead with our sports picks.
Hey, hail nothing unless it's a stop sign or a cap.
All right.
So bad.
Well,
so bad. All right. Anything
Looks
else?
Like I know the sports. You guys know the movies, the fantasies.
Oh, the fantasies.
What do you mean? You guys
well,
need
then
to know
I'll tell you what. Next week,
were.
I'll just tell you right now. I'm going to come to the table with quotes from athletes.
Well, you got a That's long awesome. Drive all the way up to where again?
North Carolina.
Uh-huh. So you get to just sit there and just kind of do your thing while I'll be working, while he'll be probably done by
what,
12.
He, what, yeah. What
he'll
he
be done by
12.
Again? He'll yeah, be done by say. 12. No, he's got some remodeling to do, right?
Remodeling?
He does. Oh, yeah. So I got some good news. I called Dog the other day. Me and him made a couple decisions. Couldn't get a hold of you.
You made decisions on what I'm going to do?
No. Well, no. No, not what you're going to do.
You're just
you're
going to.
You mean about turning my place into your own studio?
It's a studio, man. It, let's
hey, whatever
let's
you
want to
do.
This is your house. However,
it's
your
home.
Here
comes rent fees.
What do you mean?
The more we add to it, the more we got to discuss the financial work.
Well, I mean,
because I live here. This
means
defamation
that
to my character.
So that means
defamation to your character.
Well, I think it's pretty sick that you got a studio in your
that's pretty cool.
living
it
room.
Is. It is pretty cool.
But that means
so you should probably pay us.
Yeah, and that
for
means
doing
or the meal's got to be more gourmet. Like you got to go
gourmet
or gourmet, whatever. Go up a star.
Go
right,
up a star.
Right now we're at a 3.5.
No, careful, dog.
Oh, you haven't seen nothing, Chip.
How about if you know you guys start donating to the cause?
Careful,
we won't
dog,
have to eat
T-bone. I threw 20 on it today.
We go get some Wagyu steak.
Hey, watch your mouth over there, because if he gets upset and stops cooking, I'm taking it out on you.
I know how to get him to cook.
All right, guys. Take it like a fan. Check us out for what?
Twitter, Instagram, Texas. I don't have the card in front of me. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
Pass me that
if
card.
You want to text us, you're at 388-727-388-1644. If you want to call us and you want to talk to Bo or Dog mainly, 844-542-4111. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Go Rays, go Lightning.
Go Bucks.
Go Buck ball.
Go baseball.